And you are listening to the Texas Standard. A man from Austin named Kyle Prawl is currently in federal court facing over a dozen charges that range from mail and wire fraud to money laundering. Officials allege he illegally took over $500,000 by soliciting campaign donations, creating websites and literature, supposedly supporting Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, or Donald Trump, and then pocketed the proceeds. This allegation may sound rather outrageous, but it is not the first of its kind by any stretch. Here to talk about it more is Anne Ravel. She is the former chair of the Federal Election Commission. She is also director of digital deception at the nonprofit campaign finance disclosure group MapLight. Ms. Ravel, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Let's start with this term, scam pack. What does that mean exactly?
A scam pack is exactly what you described that gentleman was involved with, and that is people who set up packs in order to get campaign contributions from others for specific purposes, but actually do not use them for those purposes.
So when we say pack, just for the uninitiated, that means political action committee, in which case, why isn't the Federal Election Commission swooping in and taking care of these scam packs?
Well, they should, because the law says specifically that people that give campaign contributions are giving those in trust to those individuals who are asking for that money. But the Federal Election Commission, for some various reasons, was never able to actually feel that that was within their purview to shut those down.
Are we seeing more of these? I mean, but the reason I ask is this sounds an awful lot like what we were hearing about when it came to certain charitable organizations once upon a time. There's a lot of scrutiny in the press about groups that were holding themselves out as bona fide charities, and you take a look at their financials, and the money's not going where they claim.
Right. It's much more common than it once was. And often what they do is prey on older people, and they'll make inflammatory statements that cause people to think that it's important to give that money to do something for a candidate. And in fact, they never either give the money on behalf of the candidate, or they only use it for their own administrative purposes. That is, they pocket the money. The example you gave at the top of this program is an extreme, I have to say, and it's so clearly fraudulent. Some of them are a little less clear because obviously political action committees do have administrative costs, but when they are predominantly, like charities were at times, just using it for their own administrative costs and never really did what the charitable purpose, or in this case, political purpose is, then it's fraudulent.
You know, I was thinking about how you wouldn't necessarily have to be someone who's like elderly or a common target of a fraudster. I was thinking if you saw an announcement for some kind of political group that supported law enforcement, or maybe was supporting cancer victims, that might seem very much on the up and up. How does one identify these kinds of operations? Are there special signs that people could be on the lookout for, or not so much?
Well, I think that people should always be wary when there is a request for money that is done in what is a particularly aggressive or inflammatory way to appeal to your emotions. They should probably try to contact those campaigns and say, do you know, is this group giving money on behalf of Trump or not?
Isn't that, though, a part of the problem here? Because nominally, political action committees keep their distance, or have at least traditionally kept their distance somewhat from the candidates themselves to avoid violating other campaign laws.
Yes, but the FEC saw a number of these where the candidates knew that this organization, this PAC, was using their name or their face, even though it's an independent expenditure, and by law, by the constitutional requirements, they have to be independent. The candidates often know when those independent expenditures are being made for ads for them. But if it's true that they never actually did an ad and they're raking in all this money, the candidates will know that as well.
Ann Ravel is the former chair of the Federal Election Commission, and she is director of digital deception at the nonprofit campaign finance disclosure group, MapLight. Ms. Ravel, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much.